Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Ashley Hodge, Sikkim365 owner, one of the owners with Brian Etheridge and also Colt Barber, and a college basketball insider, joins us on 365 Sports. Well, here we go again, Ashley. You know, it's amazing to me. Baylor University sure seems like they have a lot of coaches that other people want once they have an opening. And it's not just Scott Drew, but others. But your thoughts about this one compared to Louisville?
Yeah, I think it's a more attractive job than Louisville, no question about it. I think it's one that any college basketball coach is going to consider and at least think about it in their head. You know, I think he has everything at Baylor that he needs to compete for national championships. Obviously, he did it 3 years ago. And, you know, he's been top three, you know, a three seed or better each of the years following that. But I think with this Louisville flirtation or whatever you want to call it, I don't think he was ever seriously considering Louisville. But I think you know, Mac Rhodes was very proactive, and from what I've been told, you know, this new deal that he's either agreed to or signed. I don't know if he signed it yet. I don't think it matters too much, you know, with the type of guy he is. I think if he's agreed to it, he'll follow through on it. But, you know, it's going to make him one of the top five. The staff's going to be one of the top five staffs as far as compensation. He'll have a top five NIL budget. Those are the things he needs to compete for future national championships. We know how great Foster is as far as a home court advantage. That was a big deal. Got that done. And he set up, you know, to have a really high percentage, winning percentage at home. So the only argument I can really make is, you know, there's some advantages with Big Blue Nation that, you know, would be more of a neutral court advantage. They travel. They're crazy. Rabid fan base, I should say. But, you know, that comes with some warts as well. The pressure's higher. you know, you go to the round of 32 3 years in a row, you might be on the hot seat at Kentucky. It's not that big of a deal at Baylor. You know, you're still loved and appreciated. So I think for all those reasons, I think he stays. I do hear he has a pretty good relationship with Mitch Barnhart. But Barnhart, I think, is turning 65 this year. So he's not going to be there forever. Those are my thoughts. That's my take on it as of right now.
Ashley, and this is just me from knowing him for as long as I have, and you've known him longer. It just doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy who would do this twice in one offseason. Like, had Louisville not been open and Kentucky was open, then I maybe would be a little more concerned. But the fact that Louisville's already gone down this road, I think that's where maybe Kentucky has hit the wall if they really want Scott Drew.
Yeah, maybe. I think that the timing's probably fortunate for Baylor. You know, if I'm being totally honest, I think if the Kentucky job had come open first, then I would be a little bit more concerned. But I do think that, you know, since his agent did a good job of lobbying for the things that he wanted going forward, and those were agreed to, I think Baylor's done everything they possibly can to you know, show him he's loved and appreciated and keep him happy. If it's always been a dream of his to coach at Kentucky, then, you know, so be it. I've never heard anyone close to him or him verbalize that at all. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's a job that's at the top end of college basketball, no question about it. But, you know, Baylor has become that job thanks to him as well. So, I think Baylor really has a lot of advantages over Kentucky, and Kentucky has some advantages over Baylor. But when you look at, you know, the big question is, can you compete for national championships at Baylor? And I think the answer has been yes. He's proven that. And the answer is yes going forward.
Well, they've been better recently. I know the history of Kentucky basketball. It's like the Yankees or the Lakers, yeah, or whoever. So, but in the last several years, last handful of years, Baylor has been better straight up. What does it say? Every time, I mean, Louisville was a once blue blood, and they have their history too. Scott Drew's name pops up. Indiana, Scott Drew's name pops up. You name a program, Scott Drew. And it makes sense. Is it respect for Scott Drew, or is there maybe also at the same time somewhat of a people don't quite understand what he does have here in Waco?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think that I don't think people understand how great of a game changer this Foster Pavilion is. You know, and I think there's some, it would be hard if I'm putting myself in Scott Drew's shoes. You know, he did such a good job of getting the support to build that arena. And, you know, I know that part of that was, you know, giving assurances that he's here for the long haul. It would be tough to, you know, to look those people in the eye, I think, at that point, you know, to leave for another college job. The landscape's changed. I mean, it's changed quickly, but I do think, you know, Baylor's being very proactive. They're doing everything they can do to be competitive in that landscape. And, you know, from everything I've heard, I would have a pretty high level of confidence, not 100% confidence. I put it on the message boards, 90% confidence that it stays at Baylor.
Have you at least spoken to some of others that are deep into the program, donors, et cetera, and what they're saying? And by the way, one of them is you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, everybody who has, you know, put up financial resources to support Baylor basketball, and many way more than I have for sure, you know, they feel that, you know, I mean, a debt to Scott Drew, and, you know, they've put their money where their mouth is and you know, stepped up their giving, you know, as a testament to what he's done, and, you know, believe in, you know, that he's going to be here, you know, going forward. You know, all marriages end in death or divorce. So, I mean, if you want to put that analogy out there, you know, I think eventually there's going to be a day when Scott Drew isn't the coach of Baylor, and hopefully it's in a glorious retirement ceremony and not because he chose another job or not because things went south. But, you know, I think that, ideally for him and for the Baylor fan base, it's a happy ending, you know, honoring him for the incredible career he's had, and hopefully that's many years into the future.
Ashley, this also kind of comes at the wrong time in that they are right now into the recruiting season. They've got to get in the portal. They've got to get what they want. We don't know what their what their roster is really completely going to look like. So the quicker this gets over, the better, right?
Yeah, I do think that it would be to his advantage. And the program's advantage if he's not considering it to shut it down quickly. I do think there'd be a lot of, positives to that, and it's fighting for the guys in the portal that he needs and wants. But I also think that, in the past, knowing him, he was a guy that wanted to get his roster set the quicker, the better. And I think he's now a little bit more comfortable with waiting on some guys through the NBA draft process. So I don't think he's in a huge hurry. I mean, you see how many incredibly talented guys are in the portal, and I think Baylor's going to, be able to choose some incredible options and get what they need, to really form a competitive top 10 roster next year. I think it would be helpful, especially for some of the top targets that they're chasing right now, if he, made some assurances, at least privately. I'm sure he would do that. But even publicly, I think it would be probably a good thing.
Ashley Hodge with us, Sikkim 365 basketball analyst, as we talk about the story with Kentucky now open, John Calipari headed to Arkansas, and what could that mean for Scott Drew?
Ashley, do you have any idea on some of the transfers they might be looking at?
I've heard Cliff Amore's name from Rutgers, and he's a guy that I think fits Baylor extremely well. I think that they've missed a defensive shot blocking big, since really Freddie Gillespie. Freddie was terrific at that. And then you have to go back to like Epe Udo until they really had somebody that was elite, that had the athleticism and the mindset, to be a great defender at that position. So Cliff Amore would come as, one of the top defenders and the post defenders in college basketball. He's proven that at Rutgers. I think Baylor can improve his offensive game tremendously. So that's a name to keep an eye on. Other than that, I think that, probably some of the better guards are probably going to put their name in the portal later, maybe go through the NBA draft process first. And, I think Baylor would be in a good position to grab, an impact player there as well. My wish list is a guy like a Royce O'Neal or Ish Wainwright. I think if you get a guy like that, a glue guy that also has playmaking skills, that can make threes, that is just so valuable in today's game. A guy like Williams at Texas Tech would be someone that I'm thinking about, that can switch 1 through 5 and also, be a great rebounder, glue guy type. So I'm sure they're looking for those guys, and I'm sure they have a list that they're working down. But those are the names that I would throw out right now.
So your thoughts, we have discussed Scott Drew and his future with what's going on at Kentucky. Arkansas had an opening when Musselman went to USC. Jerome Tang's name was hot and heavy. In fact, there were even thoughts that was imminent, and then it wasn't. It looked like Kansas State, Gene Taylor, and the Wildcats stepped up with him. How close do you think was that true that he could end up in Fayetteville?
Yeah, no, I think there was some smoke there for sure. And I think, obviously if Scott did leave, I'm not expecting him to leave, but Jerome Tang's name would be heavy in the mix at Baylor. I don't know if he would leave Kansas State for Baylor, but he certainly has a lot of great history here. McCaslin is another name that comes to mind, and even John Jacobs, mm-hmm. I think is really highly regarded. So from the Drew coaching tree, those are some names to think about. I wouldn't just totally dismiss the possibility of a Kelvin Sampson. You talk about relationships mattering.
And Mac Rhodes
obviously has a great relationship with Kelvin. And if you could, have a similar deal where you kind of, set up the son to take over. I think Kelvin's 67 or 68 maybe. So he's up there, but he's got some good years left. And those are all thoughts, but, whether Kelvin would, even consider that, Houston to Baylor, who knows, but, you know, I do think that, you know, those are some thoughts off the top of my head.
By the way, you don't know this, but because it was on the weekend, but our fourth year of this show, fourth year from April 6th of 2020. Remember, we were broadcasting from Paul's house and then moved into this beautiful state-of-the-art facility in, September? And we thank you and Brian and Colt and everyone that made this happen, man. We wouldn't be here without you. We appreciate you for doing that.
Well, it's a virtuous flywheel. You guys are great, and you brought a lot to our community and continue to do so. So thank you for all the hard work you all put into it.
Ashley Hodge, basketball analyst, huge Baylor basketball analyst and also insider. He's a booster. He does go around the at times whenever they're flying to the tournaments, et cetera. And, of course, one of the owners of this great show and site with us to talk to Scott Drew.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.